May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. This is from Acts 6, verse 3. The apostles told them to select these men who were going to be deacons, but select from among you, brethren, seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of the task. We will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the statements found approval with the whole congregation. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and full of the Holy Spirit. And they chose these other men, and these they brought before the apostles, and after praying, they laid their hands on them. And the word of the Lord kept on spreading, and the number of the disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem. And a great number of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith, and Stephen, full of grace and power, was performing great wonders and signs among the people. It says a couple of things about Stephen here. It says, one, that he was full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. And then it says he was full of grace and power. I believe being full of grace and power was just the consequence of being full of the Holy Spirit. The language that's written there is that it was a continual filling. He was walking continually filled with the Holy Spirit, like Ephesians 5:18 says. In the end, we talk about abiding in Christ, you know, our life in Christ, manifesting the fullness of Christ. We're talking about living a life where we're perpetually filled with the Holy Spirit. Not just that we have a testimony that one day back when we got filled with the Holy Spirit and something happened to us, but there's actually this flow happening constantly. That's the language of Ephesians 5:18, be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. And so here's Stephen, who's filled with the Holy Spirit, and the consequence of being continually filled with the Holy Spirit, he was full of grace. In other words, grace was filling him up. We all, when we become Christians, we all the grace of God's ours, but we're not always filled with it. So he was filled with grace and he was filled with power. The ability of Christ, the grace of Christ's ability, was just manifesting in him fully. And he was performing great signs and wonders among the people. This is not an apostle. This is Stephen. And yet here's a man continually filled with the Spirit. And the consequence of being continually filled with the Spirit, he was manifesting grace and power, full of it. When you're full of something, it spills out. And it was, therefore, great signs and wonders were happening through him. But the whole point here, the whole linchpin, what everything hinges on, it says, and Stephen, continually full of faith of the Holy Spirit, grace and power, performing signs and wonders. To walk in the continual filling of the Holy Spirit, to manifest the fullness of Christ, is not some place that you earn. It's not something that you get to by stages in terms of I get more and I get more, I get more. It's just a matter of faith, about childlike faith. Moving in signs and wonders, manifesting fullness of grace, fullness of power, moving in signs and wonders isn't for a select few. It's what happens when a person's continually filled with Spirit. And that's what happens when a person is continually walking in childlike faith. The Christian life is a life of childlike faith in the all-sufficiency of Christ. And it's reality that we walk out every day. This is the same writer who says in 2 Corinthians, and God is able to make all grace abound to you. The God of limitless ability has abounded all grace to you, that you always, having all-sufficiency in all areas of life, in all things, may abound every good work. Therefore, the real spiritual warfare, if you want to know what spiritual warfare is about, you say, well, I know my spiritual warfare is I get discouraged, or I get anxious, or I get upset, or I get angry, or I get self-pity, or I fall into criticism or gossip. All that's because he attacks your faith. I don't mean the fact that you're a Christian. He attacks the walk of faith. That's always what the enemy's after. It's not real complicated. We make spiritual warfare really complicated. Faith is a matter of the heart. He says you confess with your mouth, you believe with your heart. When we say that the enemy is after your heart, he's after your heart because he doesn't want you to believe. He doesn't want you to believe and appropriate the all-sufficiency of Christ for whatever you're dealing with. Whether it's something on the inside rising up or things going on the outside that are coming at you. The bottom line is, what he's after is your faith. He doesn't want you to believe. So you may feel discouragement, or you may feel self-pity, you may all these other things, but the whole point is he's trying to get you to not appropriate the all-sufficiency of Christ for that thing, for that situation, for that person. And if he can do that, then you're not going to be filled with Spirit, and you're not going to manifest grace and power. And then in the end, you know, a lot of times I'll see signs and wonders is just the outflow of this. We don't go after signs and wonders. We go after living a life. We go after a walk resting in the all-sufficiency of Christ. And if you are, then you should expect those things to happen. And if a person feels intimidated about moving in signs and wonders, that's just another area where the enemy's going after your faith. You don't have to be some super deluxe model Christian to move in signs and wonders. It's about childlike faith. This is a passage that we've quoted some before. I love this. So now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. He fills you with joy and peace as we're believing. And the result of that is we abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. He releases the power of the Holy Spirit. My believing releases the power of the Holy Spirit. And joy and peace is a result of that too. Signs and wonders is a result of that. Luke went and fetched my phone for me because there was something I read. This is a statement by somebody. It's really short. It was written in 1874, talking about faith and just walking in childlike faith. This is what he said. He said, "Let us fearlessly and calmly declare our full confidence in the Lord our God, that He is able to make all grace abound towards us." Matter of fact, He already has. "To supply all of our need, to bring us through every trial." He's able to bring us through every trial. "Shield us from every dart, to bear us up over every wave, to make us more than conquerors in every conflict, in every temptation, and to keep us peaceful in the midst of every storm. The confidence that dares to rest simply because the Lord Himself is near to guide and within to sustain is the faith that God delights to honor." It's just a cool, broad statement. Stephen was a man who was full of grace and power, moved in signs and wonders. He was full of grace and power, moved in signs and wonders, because he was continually filled with the Holy Spirit. It was only because he was continually filled with faith. That's where the real battle is won or lost. The just shall live by faith. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.